Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Form Preview on this Friday morning. The dual meetings in Victoria today. Racing is at Donald, and then we'll head to the Valley tonight as well. Ray Huxley's going to help us find all the winners at Donald today. Good morning to you, Huck-up.
And good morning, Matty Boy.
What do you think of this meeting at Donald?
It's a tough meeting. You expect that on a Friday at Donald, but yeah, I think we've hunted them down, and I think we can find a few winners there.
All right, let's throw those spears then, Hucker. They're racing on a good four today. The rail's in the true position, and the weather is hot and fine. The first race there at Donald this afternoon, set to get underway at 1:30. It's for the three-year-old maidens. No scratchings in the first race. The one is the favourite, Caught Deep, at $2.20. The two, Laughing Joe, is $4.40. And the eight, Toot and Come In, is $4.60. Which way are we leaning here in the first, Huck Up?
Well, there's not a great deal of form to work with, Matt. It's tricky from that point of view. Now, the early money suggests that the top one from the Ma Eustace stable is the one to beat. And going on its barrier trial recently, I think they've nailed it pretty well. Its only start in the race was in November when it ran fourth in a field of 11 at Wangaratta. It didn't do much. Sort of got back in the field. It ran on fairly in the straight. The winner won easily. It got beaten about eight lengths. So it wasn't an auspicious debut, but then it had a bit of a break and then went to the Geelong trials the other day, and it showed in the Geelong trials that it does have good ability. And the more you go through this field, gee, it looks very, very, very weak. So I'm going with the top one on what it has on its only race start. I wouldn't be rushing in to take real short odds about it, but going on that barrier trial, I'd say perhaps he's got more ability than the. So I've got to be on top. I put in number eight, Tutankhamun, who I love the name. This filly ran sixth at Geelong. Its only start. It wasn't a bad run. It got beaten about five and a half lengths, and of course this is going to be a lot easier. So I put her in for second. Number two, Laughing Joe, making its debut. Had a look at its trial. Its trial was, well, it didn't do a great deal in the trial, but I'll put it in for third, and maybe next best, number seven, Little Zippo. Tricky way to start. Short price favourite, I go 1, 8, 2, and 7.
Okay, 1, 8, 2, and 7 in the first. Race number two at Donald today is over the 1620. It's a maiden. Take out numbers 4 and 8. The favourite is the one, Elope to Vegas. Alana Kelly jumps aboard with the 2 kilo claim. It's $2.25. The 7, Northana, is $3.30. And the 6, Von Saga, is $3.60. Just the 6 in this field. Hucker, what do you like?
I like the one down the bottom, Northana. Made its debut at Ararat the other day. Gee, it was green. It missed the start badly and then seemed to not know what was expected of it. And it was just a big baby. And it will learn a heck of a lot from that experience. And over the 1,300, which I think was perhaps a bit too short for her, stepping out to 1,620 this time, I think she showed enough ability in that run to give her a very good chance there. The top one is a very short price favourite. Look, he gets a long way back in his races. He does run on very well. He's wearing winkers for the first time. He made up a heap of ground when he ran fourth at Ararat last start, but he does get a long way back. And if you take the real short odds of him, you'll be a little bit worried coming to the home turn. If he's close enough, he can certainly run over the top. But they're the two I like, the 7 and the 1. The 7, I think, is better value. So I go 7 from 1, next best 6 and 2.
7, 1, 6 and 2. Race 3 at Donald this afternoon is over the 1,000 metres. No scratchings here. The favourite is the 2, Magnus Royale, at $2.90. The 9, Lil Angel, is $4.20. And the 6, Asahi Bearing, is $4.80. Are you with the favourite here, Hucker?
Yeah, I'm with the favourite here. I think this might be the best of the first three maidens in Magnus Royale. His debut run back in December 2018 was terrific at Warrnambool. He ran second, and I think a lot of people marked him down as the horse to follow. And unfortunately, he must have maybe hurt himself in that run, because he ran second in a field of eight, and gee, hit the line strong. He's a good horse. Well, hit the line like a good horse, and then he disappeared and wasn't seen again until June, when he went round on the synthetic at Ballarat. And I don't think he handled the synthetic at all. He dropped out to last at the 400 metres, so I thought he was really struggling in the synthetic. But then he picked himself up, and he ran fifth in the field of 12 and was only beaten just over three lengths. And I think he might be a pretty good horse, this bloke. And the fact that they've got Dean Yendall to ride him first up here indicates to me that they must have him pretty well right for Dean to be riding him. And if he's right against this moderate field, I think he'll be winning. I'm rather keen on him. He'll certainly be my first bet for the day. Magnus Royal, two on top. I put in number six for second. Ashahi Bearing, he did show improvement last start when he ran second at Kyneton. He led them up on that occasion. It was a big improvement on his previous form, but just on that effort and from the good barrier here, you would think she'd go forward again and might take a bit of catching. Next best numbers, 1 and 9. 2 from 6, 1 and 9.
2 from 6, 1 and 9. So 241 days between runs for Magnus Royal, but could be a decent horse. Race number 4 at Donald today is over the 1,200 metres. Just the one scratching. Take out the number 2. The favourite is the 5, Quiet Class, at $3.10. The 10, Rue Royale, is $3.50. And the 3, Highly Intrusive, is $5.50. There's a couple at the top of the market here, Hucker. Do you like either of those?
Yeah, well, I like Quiet Class. It didn't do a great deal at its first start when it was sent out equal favourite. It dropped right out in the straight and ran 7th in a field of 9 when it was sent out an equal favourite. So obviously something went wrong there, and it was immediately sent out for a month on the sidelines. It resumed at Murray Bridge the other day. There wasn't a great deal of confidence in the betting about it, but he... this time they booted him out of the barriers. He shared the lead. He kicked on very strong in the straight. He found the winner too good, but he kept trying all the way. And I thought that big improvement from the first run to the second run, if he continues to improve, he will be hard to beat in this race. I tipped him ahead of 10, 3 and 8, who have all been contesting stronger maidens than this, and they'll all appreciate their drop in class. So I'm going 5. From 10, 3 and 8.
5 from 10, 3 and 8. Race number 5 at Donald today. It's the first leg of the quaddy. It's a benchmark 58 over the 16.20. No scratchings here. The favourite is Criminologist at $2.40. The 3, I Am Wanted, is $3.70. And the 4, I Love Luca, is $4.20. $2.40 for Criminologist. Hucker, are you on board?
A little bit too short for mine. I like number 3, I Am Wanted, who had a run in town and found the class much too good, but then dropped back into 58 company at Geelong last start. And it was a good run. It was gave away quite a long start, but it did run on very nicely at the end. It only got beaten three quarters of a length behind the Regiment over 1,500. I think that was very good form for a race like this over 16.20. And with the 2 kilo claim again for Carlene Heffel, it gets in quite well now with 57 compared with Criminologist, who's going to have to carry the 59 and a half. So I think with the weight advantage and the fact that if only a small field, and if he gets the right run at the right time, I Am Wanted, I think, will be very strong at the end. So I'm tipping him to beat, in fact, number 4, I Love Luca, who was, I thought, good winning at Great Western last start. I know it's unusual to find a Kieran Maher, David Eustace horse running round at Great Western, but after a couple of decent runs in moderate maidens, they decided to drop their guard and go to something a lot easier. So they put it in at Great Western, where it started 3:30, can you believe, and just jumped straight to the front and won in a hand canter. I think now that it's got that confidence boost from barrier one here, it might lead them up again. Criminologist, definitely a chance, but I think he's a bit under the odds. And maybe next best number seven, Valse. Three from four, one and seven.
3, 4, 1, and 7. Race 6 at Donald today is a benchmark 58 over the 1,000. Take out the number one. The favourite for Matt Kiamani is the 4, Kalu, at $3.20. The 3, Black Champagne, at $3.60. And the 2, Cash Affair, $5.50. Punters are struggling to separate these two at the top, Huck up.
Yeah, I'm struggling to find the winner of the race too. It's a very open affair. I've gone with number 4, Kalu, but my worry about this filly is that the 1,000 metres may be a little bit short, and they've also taken the blinkers off for a first-up run here, which I was a little bit worried that the 1,000 might be a bit short, and then I read where they've taken the blinkers off as well. So that also concerned me, but just on her form, she's a very, very consistent galloper. Does like it a little bit further, but she will be strong at the end. So I'll stick with her. The beat number 7, Wasabi, very speedy horse from barrier 3, and with the 3-kilo claim, he'll lead them up and give them, well, I think he'll lead them up. He's pretty quick, and he could be hard to catch. Number 6 and 3 also chances in the race. An open affair, 4-7-6-3.
4-7-6-3. Race number 7 at Donald over the 1350. It's a benchmark 58. Take out numbers 2, 8 and 11. The favourite is Mighty Mabel at $2.25. The 9, Marussia, is $3.80. And the 1, Star Search, is $4.40. They're pretty keen on this favourite, Huck up.
Yeah, they are. I think it's a little bit under the odds myself. So for that reason, I'm going with number 9, Marussia. It was a good run at Kyneton last start. For once, it had a bit of luck in running. Its previous form, it won a maiden at Kyneton back in December. Its next two runs, it had no luck at all. And then last run at Kyneton, it returned to it showed what it can do when it has a bit of luck in running. And it did well to run second, only narrowly beaten by O Cecilia. I like the fact that Dean Yendall goes on board today. I think she's very, very hard to beat. From number 5, Mighty Mabel. It won okay last start, but it's got the awkward barrier. It needs a bit of luck in running. And for such a short price favourite, I think it's under the odds. Number 1, Star Search, is a go-forward horse. And then to number 6, next best, 9, 5, 1 and 6.
9, 5, 1 and 6. The final race at Donald today is over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 4, 7, 8, 12 and 13. The 2, Maybe Fate, at $3.70. The 6, Due Course, $4.20. And the 3, Urban Lumberjack, is $5. This does look a tough race to bring us home, right?
Yeah, it is a tough race. I'm going with number 6, Due Course. Very, very honest mare who I think she's best at 1,200 metres. She's dropping back from 1,400 back to 1,200. She's won 3 races in her life. They've all been over 1,200 metres. I think the drop back to 1,300 suits. And again, we've got Dean Yendall on board. And Dean Yendall, when he rides at these Friday meetings, I think you've got something on your side. So in the last, I go 6, 10, 2 and 3. Maddie, I think the best is in race 3, one of the maidens. Race 3, number 2, Magnus Royale. I think the value is in race 7, number 9, Marussia. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, 1, 3, 4. The second leg, 3, 4, 6, 7. Third leg, 1, 5, 6 and 9. And the last leg, 2, 3, 6 and 10.
Good on you, Huck. Have you got one at Flemington for me as well?
Not as yet, mate. I was doing the Donald, and I thought, now I'll just wait until we finish all that, and then we'll get to Flemington tomorrow. Right. So I'll have one when we do the provincial tomorrow.
Once we've got our bank this evening, you can send me a text with your best.
Okay.
Good on you, Huck up. There's Ray Huxley with his look at Donald this afternoon. We need to take a break, and on the other side of it, it's the man with the best voice in racing, Mark Guest.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Form Preview on RSN 927. It's time to take a look at this meeting at Moonee Valley tonight, where they're racing on a good 4. The rail is out 3 the entire way, and I think they are expecting some showers there this evening as well, maybe even some storms. So we'll keep an eye on that. Guesty, welcome back.
How are you, Matt? Looking forward to it. getting down to serious business now, trying to find a winner for tonight. And then, obviously, we'll try and get something tomorrow as well.
What do you think of the meeting tonight?
There's a little bit of value about. I think the scratchings have sort of depleted a couple of races. But overall, a little bit of odds here and there, and hopefully they can lob.
All right, let's get into it. Race one tonight at the Valley. It's over the 1,000 metres. It is for the two-year-olds. No scratchings here in the first race. The favourite for the Mara and Eustace stable is the 3 Masseuse, is $3. The 1 Difficult is $5. And the 7 Stormborn is $7. They've had plenty of good two-year-olds so far, Guesty. Are they going to get another winner tonight?
Yeah, gee, I tell you what, it's an interesting race here. I think it will go pretty well. I mean, I liked its jump out, so I'm not. There's no knock on it. I ended up with number 8 on top, Sunshine, who has drawn out a little bit, but I suspect it's going to be off the speed a little bit. I mean, its Sandown jump out was restrained, and it was still in the sort of lead group. It wasn't extended at all, and was very good. I thought for Nick Ryan, they usually ride him a little bit quieter. Mm-hmm. I think he could hold this one. So I think it's got ability, this filly. Sunshine's number 8. What price is it at the moment?
$8.
Yeah, that's a nice price.
Okay.
I think number 9, another one who's having its first start, I think it'll settle back. At its most recent jump out was at Flemington when it was settling about 2 lengths off. It was pushed along, but it looked pretty good. So it's gone from blinkers in the jump out, which was a bit keen mm-hmm. in the jump out. Now the winkers for its first race. So I think that's a real significant addition to its significant gear change. Mm-hmm. Not that it was a change from the jump out. So 8 from number 9. I'm throwing in number 7, Stormborn, who will work a bit, you think, from an outside alley, but didn't mind its Flemington effort on debut, and then didn't disgrace behind Vela Quinta at Moonee Valley on the 24th. And 3... Masseuse, the Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace runner, whose jump out, it wasn't extended at all, won by about 2 lengths and looked pretty good. So I think she's got some, heaps of upside, of course, her first race start, but she looked pretty good. So I think it's a hard opening event, and where they settle and everything like that. 8, 9, 7, and 3.
8, 9, 7, and 3. So going with the value first up,
yep.
Sunshine's currently $8, the win, $2.50 the place. So an each way price, certainly, but they are tough to bet in those two-year-old races. Race 2 at the Valley tonight. It's over the mile. Take out numbers 9 and 10. The favourite, once again, for Mara and Eustace is the 7, Category 5, at $2.50. The 6, Alsides, is $5. And the 8, Escondido, is $5. The 7 does look like the only one they're interested in, Guesty.
Yeah, well, it's going to go forward and make its own luck, and there doesn't look to be heaps of speed. Elongated will be up there with Winkers first time. Look sharpish. I think he'll take a really good position, forward position. Category 5 coming across into the probably lead and be hard to run down. I think it wants distance. 1,600 metres does suit. 7 to beat. 7 on top from number 6, which is Alcides, who ran at Geelong when resuming. Was okay. Just think another one that will appreciate the extra ground and gets it here, 1,600 metres. Not the strongest maiden 1,600 you'll see. 8 for third. Mm-hmm. Escondido, who returned after a long break and ran a nice race at Sandown. Another one who's suited by the 1,600. And the 11, look sharpish. She'll be up near the pace and could run a good race. It's had 2 runs back and they've both been okay at Geelong and also at Kyneton. Numbers 7, 6, 8, 11.
7, 6, 8 and 11 in race number 2. Race 3 at the Valley tonight. It's also over the mile. No scratchings here. Your favourite is the 1, Cassius at $3.50. The 7, Lille, is $3.70. And the 2, High Stranger, is $4.40. This looks a little bit tougher, Guesty.
Yeah, look, I think Cassius will be up there. Mr. Causeway, Liali. So there, that looks the speed. Seafield Road won't be that far away, and Written Advice can go forward. Number 2 on top, High Stranger, blinkers first time, and she's he's racing really well. His effort at Caulfield over that 1600 was quite a nice run. Even the third placing at Flemington 2 starts back, I thought was pretty good. So if they can make up some ground here, with the rails at 3 metres, so you might be able to make up a bit of ground. We'll see how they go during mm-hmm. the night. But to my 2 on top, from number 1, Cassius, who'll be right up there, and it's racing, holding its form well. 1 at the Valley, 2 starts back. Number 7 in for third, Liali, who won at Werribee. He looked pretty strong winning there from the Mick Kent yard. And number eight, Written Advice, who wouldn't shock to see it to score at a little bit of value. It's nice odds, actually. Got the two on top, though. High Stranger.
Beautiful. So 2-1-7. And what was fourth?
Eight.
2-1-7-8. Race four at the Valley tonight is over the 20.40. Take out numbers 2, 8, 9, and 10. The favourite for Johnny Sadler is the 11, Duns and Roses, at $2.30. The 1, Just a Joke, is $3.90. And the 4, Lucente, is $7.50. They are pretty keen on the 11 here. Guest here with Johnny Sadler's horse.
Yeah, I am. I think with the scratching of Schweinsteiger, it just sits there on its own. Just a Joke, I say he's going to press forward from wide out. Lucente, or Lucente, or whatever you want to call it. It'll be there somewhere. I think probably third position. But Duns and Roses, I thought, put in a good enough performance to be running a very good race here. That was in a benchmark 70, drops into a 64, same distance again, 2,040. So should get the right luck on the speed. Ben Malam on board, hard to beat, number 11. Number 6 in for second, Etna. I think a little bit of value, it could run well. Its Caulfield effort 3 starts ago was pretty good in that 2,000 metre race in a benchmark 70s. Go on that performance, it can figure. 4 for third, Lucent, who's won its last couple of starts. So it's in form, but this is harder. And throw in number 1, Just a Joke, next best. 11, one of the good things, Duns and Roses.
11, 6, 4 and 1 there in race 4 at the Valley tonight. First leg of the quaddy set to get underway at 8.50 this evening. It's the 55-second challenge over the 9.55. Takeout numbers 10, 12 and 14. The favourite for the Hawks camp is the 13, Dirty Work, at $3.40. The 11, Mr Mogul, is $3.90. And the 2, Epic Grey, $6.50. Surely you're with Dirty Work here, Guesty.
Might need a bit of... That's you and Gareth. They might need a bit of cover here. It's drawn really wide. I've got it in my selections, but I think the gate's not ideal. There's a bit of pressure here in this event. For number 5, I thought, could run well at odds. Miss Norway, who wasn't extended in its jump out at Sandown. I think Fresh got a really good record. It's won three from five. The way she jumped out, she's ready to go. She'll be back, and then she'll hit the line pretty well. Number 5 at odds. My value runner of the night, Queen Annabelle.
$9 currently, yeah. So
and
good
Queen
value.
Annabelle's good odds as well, I think. It'll get back and run on. And so on its best, first up, it goes really well. It had a recent jump out at Moe, and it looked pretty good winning that jump out. So they're two horses at good odds you could throw in, 5 and 7. Just think this pressure's going to help those gallopers. 13, Dirty Work, has jumped out really well with some handy horses like Pretty Brazen, Zatori, Dispatch and Tafani. And then I'll throw in number 11 next, Mr. Mogul, who was quite dominant winning at Mooney Valley. I just think it's under the odds at the moment. This looks a little bit stronger than last time. But can't argue with how it won last start. There'll be more pressure here, I think. 5, 7, 13 and 11, then 2, 6.
Okay, 5, 7, 13, 11 and 2 and 6 in the quaddie, but certainly the value there. $9 currently, Miss Norway and Queen Annabelle also $10. Race 6 tonight at the Valleys over the 2,500. No scratchings. The favourite is the 6, De Beer, at $2.40. The 3, Vaucluse Bay, is $3.50. And Yogi is $7.50. Pretty keen on the 6 here, Guesty?
Yes, 6 and 3. They're my numbers in the quaddie. Just take those two. I think the Beer or Vaucluse Bay, they'll sit 1-2. They're both Walla gallopers, and they'll prove hard to run down with the row in the 3-metre position. So six the Beer. It's one around the valley over 2,500 metres. So I think it's got to run 1-2 for mine. Number 3, Vaucluse Bay, is racing well. I mean, its Caulfield effort was quite good, defeating home by midnight. So I think it's going to put in another good performance. 6 to beat 3. Then Silence the Stars from back, and number 1, Yogi, another one that will be back near the rear. 6 to beat 3, race 6.
6, 3, 7, and 1. Race 7 at the Valley tonight is over the 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 6, 7, 12, and 13. The favourite, the 4, Zoominor, is $4. The 8, Hidden Legend, is $4.60. And the 11, Foxy Lady, another one of yours, Guesty, is $5.50. This does look a very difficult race.
Yeah, throwing a few in the quaddie. 8, 4, 11, 14, 9. Number 8 on top, Hidden Legend, who is resuming since September. It's had a couple of jump outs, and it's looking good from the John Sadler stable. I think it'll run a race. Number 4 in for second, Zuminor, whose effort at Flemington was quite good over the 1,100 metres, and has placed at Moonee Valley. Got a little bit of an awkward gate, although I could see it settling around midfield. The 11 in next pick, Foxy Lady, off a really good trial at Cram and wasn't really asked to really extend at all, and she looks like she's going to run a good race resuming. She'll be back. And 14, next pick, Pay Your Dues, who won't be that far away from the speed. 8, 4, 11, 14, then 9.
Okay, 8, 4, 11, 14. The final race at the Valley tonight goes around at 10 o'clock. It's over the mile. Take out numbers 2, 4, 10, 12, 13, 14 and 15. The favourite is the 11, Polanco at $2.15. The 9, Malors, is $5. And the 6 for Lindsay Smith. Egyptian Gold is $5.50. How do you bring us home, Guesty?
I'm going with Egyptian Gold. We'll get the right run, sitting on the speed, over 1,600 metres. Very hard to beat. It's first up here, and has got a good fresh record. Firmish track's okay and goes well over the 1,600 metres. So I'm going with 6 from number 11, Polanco, who will be back a little bit, but I like the way it's coming along, up to 1,600 metres. Then 9 and 7. So my quaddy, 5, 7, 13, 11, 2, 6, into 6 and 3, 8, 4, 11, 14, 9, coming home with 6, 11, 9 and 7. My best, Duns and Roses, race 4, number 11, and De Beer, race 6, number 6, and the value runner, race 5, number 5, Miss Norway.
Good on you, Guesty, taking on a few favourites tonight, so good luck.
Thanks, Matty, all the best.
There you go, Mark Guest with his look at Moonee Valley.